Pat Lemon Orson's Newsball Pod, where we go behind the scenes of our pupils' cool stories that they do outside of school. If you want to hear them.
Welcome back to Behind the Newsboard, the podcast where we uncover the stories behind the amazing achievements in our school community.
Today we're joined by a musician whose success has been echoing far beyond the school hall and into some of the most prestigious venues across the UK and Europe. We're celebrating incredible talent, our organ scholar, Chamberlain.
Hi.
Hi, good to see you.
That's right. Chamberlain has been stacking up competition wins, most recently taking second place in the under-17 category at the London Organ Competition. Plus, he was third overall at the Northern Ireland International Organ Competition in Armagh. Truly world-class talent. Welcome.
Is that right? We got that? Yes. Nice. We're still doing good. That's good. Chamberlain, let's start with the London Organ Competition. We saw the headline that you secured second place and the Miley Cash Prize. The judges, who are renowned UK organists, had previously called you one to watch. What was it like stepping up to perform with that kind of expectation?
Well, I came the first time, so even though I was less nervous from, like, new organ, it wouldn't be... I was more nervous because you're expected to do more, in a sense, if you come back. So... I'm really happy with how it went because, yeah, improving position.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
The Northern Ireland competition is a huge deal. Held at St Patrick's Cathedral, you were one of the youngest competitors at only 14, yet you played a piece by J.S. Batch and the popular Toccata in B minor in Gig Out. How do you choose pieces that showcase both your technical skill and your love for the music?
Well, I also first choose pieces that I like. And then if they, like, work gel together, then I'd put them together in a program. So, like, if you had something that was really flashy, I'd usually put that at the end or at the beginning to, like, show off your skills. And then something in the middle to show off your, like, softer skills, like your, like, way of playing, like, articulation and... how you can do, like, registration and stuff. If I have something that's just, like, bowing keys and stuff like that, I'd put that at the end. It's like a flourish, or at the beginning it's like, oh, I'm here and I'm, like, playing something really amazing.
Awesome. So, sorry, before you go, Awesome, is that, so do you, in the time that you have, do you, so you mix multiple pieces together, or?
Usually they tell you whether you can do two or three pieces before, and you have to submit a program.
Okay.
When you start.
Okay.
So, like, if I knew I was going to do a competition in a few months, I'd probably, like, choose a program. I look at, like, how many pieces they were allowing you to play, and then I go and look at a program. If I hadn't learned the pieces already, I'd probably start learning them. But within, you don't really want to be learning pieces right before a competition, because obviously being nervous and stuff, it makes your playing go down a bit. So if you, they have to be really in your hands. So, yeah.
The two German organ specialists took the top spots. What did you learn competing against such high-level international talent?
I mean, they practice really hard, because when I came, they have a practice session before, because obviously it's completely new organ and everything. So when I had a practice session before, they're coming back, going forth, listening, recording, seeing if it sounds good, and they go back and then they, like, change some stuff, and, like, yes, it's really impressive. But, yeah.
Did you take anything away from what they do that now you do?
Yeah, so I went again this year and I got second, so one up from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tried to also, like, listen to it, like, not just play it, because obviously you want to act also as a listener, because the judges at the end of the day, they're the ones listening as well. Mm. So you listen to it as well and, like, take on feedback and stuff like that from other people who are listening.
Mm. Awesome.
We have to mention Miss Aldridge, your teacher. How important has her support been to your competition success?
I mean, she helps me to, like, learn the pieces. So, like, she's basically doing almost half the work. So, Yeah, and also she helps me organize what stuff I'm doing alongside, like if I'm doing grade exams with like the carol service, I have to learn that as well. She helped me like balance it out and not put too much on me whilst I'm doing loads of stuff. And yeah, she also helps me choose repertoires, like she helps me choose pieces. So yes.
So the organ is such a massive instrument. You've only been studying for over 2.5 years.
Yeah, now it's
Now
three and
it's
a
three and
half,
a half. Sorry. What first attracted you to the organ over, say, like piano or guitar?
I mean, I started with the piano, and then Mrs. Riley sent out an email when I was in year eight. Yeah, year eight, about to all the organists who are like grade five-ish standard or above, and she was saying, organ trials. We've got organ scholarship position like for free. If you want to try it, then come at certain times, and she gave us practice slots. And then we came and auditioned, and I got the spot. I wasn't really expecting it, but yeah. And then after, that's where it all started.
Awesome.
People often only hear the organ in such a grand church setting. What's the one thing you wish everyone understood what it takes to play the instrument? The coordination, the different manuals, the foot pedals, etc.
I mean, it's like the piano but 3D, so it's a lot more. It's an orchestra by itself. It's got all different sounds of like basically everything. It's yeah, that's what I was saying, piano like 3D, because you've got pedals, then you've got the hands like the piano, but you've got multiple manuals, and like you might not use all of them at one like in one piece, but you might have one hand up there, one hand down there, and your feet are just going just like tapping away. So it might, this can be really difficult, but it's also very enjoyable as well, because you can produce like so many nice sounds and like contrasting sounds.
Awesome. So you've performed at places like Merton College, Oxford, and Holy Trinity Church. Is there a difference in how you approach play in a recital versus playing in a church?
You mean as in like a competition?
Hmm.
Okay, so if I was doing a recital, I'd obviously practice a lot, but I also have to practice my speech and stuff like that a lot more, because that's a lot part of the recital compared to a competition. Some of the competitions don't even ask for speeches, they just make you play. And a competition, if you were to make like small slips in a recital, that would be fine, but in a competition, you're almost taking yourself out of it. So competition, you have to be ready and prepped completely. Obviously, you'd also be ready and prepped for a recital, but with the competition, there's not really much margin for error.
Nice. Okay, if you could choose any famous organ in the world to play, which one you play and why?
There's like a really big organ in America, because they always do big stuff. Yeah, there's a really big one called Wanamaker organ. So it's got, I don't know how many manuals, like eight, seven. It was really big, and it's got multiple pedals, those and those and those stops. So
That one,
yeah, that one.
I think. Nice. And some people say playing the organ is like conducting an orchestra with just your hands, like you've mentioned. Do you feel like a musical superconductor when you sit down on the bench?
Yeah, depending on what I'm playing, some of the stuff is really like delicate and like soft. But when you're playing something really big and you're making lots of contrast and stuff, it makes you feel like you're making lots of sounds and like you're in control of like a really big sound, especially if it's in a big church. It feels really like cool, like orchestral, yeah, I guess.
Okay, and which historical composer would you most want to have a chat with about their music?
Probably Bach,
Yeah.
because like in every organ competition, it's almost compulsory that you have to play Bach. They, yeah, some of them actually set requirements.
Really?
Yeah, so you
Cool.
have to, one of the pieces has to be Bach, and no other composer gets that sort of like level of prestige. So yeah, probably him.
Being a Judd Organ Scholar is a massive commitment. How did you manage your practice schedule? How did you manage your practice schedule, which must be huge around your school timetable in year 11?
It was It was actually kind of hard, to be honest. I couldn't really practice that much during the GCSEs, obviously. So, yeah. But after I came back and on the study leave, I was able to practice like whenever I wanted, alongside like going somewhere or like doing athletics or something like that. Yeah, I could balance my practice way easier. But during the GCSEs, even when I didn't have a test, I'd always have a test like after the weekend. So I had to practice like 30 minutes or something and then go and revise. Because obviously you can't really change your GCSEs after you've done them. So you have to prioritize that.
Of course, that's a good message for the younger ones if you're listening. When you manage to step away from the organ, what do you enjoy outside of school? What are your hobbies?
I do athletics outside of school. Yeah, every Tuesday I go to training. Also play the piano.
Piano as well. What athletics do you do?
I'm looking to get into discus, but I do running. I'm trying to get into 400. It's really painful, but it's like you can take massive time chunks off pretty easily.
It's one of the worst.
Looking to beyond the future, what are your hopes or goals for your music career and beyond?
I'm not too sure at the moment. Just win lots of competitions and like try and get as many competitions and play at as many nice venues as possible. Because I might not always be like doing, because I want to do medicine when I grow up. So I might not always be having the time to do it. So whilst I can do it now, with I'm trying to like advance as quickly as possible and get as much experience as I can. Because you can also do it as a side job, playing for lots and lots of churches or like services or like recitals and stuff, and you get lots of money.
That was a good second from there. Okay, so ready for a quick fire?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? If you had to describe your mood today using one instrument, what would it
Hello?
be? Cello. What's harder, grade eight theory or getting up for school on a Monday?
Downgraded there, but I'm pretty sure it's harder.
Is the organ a cool instrument, or do you have to be ready to embrace that classical image?
It's pretty cool, actually.
If you could use the organ to play any piece of modern day pop music, what song would you choose?
Maybe Happy by
Happy.
Pharrell Williams.
Okay, be honest. Have you ever accidentally pulled the wrong stop mid-performance and made a funny sound?
I don't know if this counts, but last time there was like a something wrong with the organ, so one of the stops just like came out and just stayed out, and it was like a horn stop, so it's just even worse.
Okay, and last one, organist or conductor?
Organist, I think, because you're actually doing the thing. You're conductor, most especially in a high level orchestra. Most of the musicians already know how to do their music. Conductors there just for the like the atmosphere almost.
Chamberlain, your dedication to the organ is truly inspiring. To achieve what you have in such a short time is just incredible.
We want to both thank you for joining us and sharing your journey. Congratulations on your success so far, and hopefully you continue to be one to watch.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Behind the News Board. Join us next time as we share another story from our school community.
Thanks, everyone.